This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. Today, for the first time, James Whitey Bulger was asked to formally respond to charges he was involved in the killing of 19 people, along with loan sharking, extortion, and drug trafficking. WBUR's David Boeri was in the courtroom, and he joins us now from the courthouse in South Boston. David, how did he plead?
Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, about a dozen times. Not guilty, all of them quietly, small voice, but not guilty.
What was his demeanor?
You know, he doesn't have the cockiness with which he emerged into this courtroom the first time we saw him. He came in, of course, heavily shackled, looked over to his brothers, Billy and Jackie, sitting in front of me, gave them a wink of his left eye, as he's wont to do in here, sat down, didn't pay attention, head didn't turn very much. And as I said, he stood up, said not guilty, and that was pretty much it for him.
And there
we'll
it is.
Back here, September, and this is going to slow down. Things will slow down in terms of court appearances.
Sure. We'll get to that in a second, David. I mean, obviously, the plea is in, and we're off to the races now. I just want to mention that today, Bulger's court-appointed attorney, J.W. Carney, told the judge he needs help with the case, and he asked that the court appoint his partner, Janice Basil, to the defense team. How did that go over, and why does he feel like he needs help with this case?
So why he needs help? Well,
yeah.
You probably get a several hundred thousand documents of discovery here. There are 19 murders. It's probably going to be a half a million pages when you get through all of it. Of documents. It's going to be phenomenally complicated. It goes back over decades. It's going to be a huge trial. The government says it's planning to have 30 to 40 witnesses. The trial itself, when it occurs, will last, I think they said, 4 weeks. But in fact, it's just preparing for that is going to be a phenomenal task. And in fact, the judge says you don't need to ask. This is you're entitled to the second or the co-counsel.
Oh, okay.
And it will be paid for by taxpayers, as will Jay Carney.
As you mentioned, David, now we move into the discovery phase where the defense and the prosecution start reviewing evidence and building a case. How long is this going to take?
Well, you know, Jay Carney, the defense attorney, said that his estimation, it often takes about a month per murder. That's 19 months right there. Typically takes somewhere between a year and a half and 2 years to go to trial on a murder case here. So that's going to, by the way, that is going to pose a huge challenge. The earlier judge, Judge Wolf, spoke last week before essentially ruling in a way that took him off the case. But there is a sense of need to pursue this. When you have an 81-year-old man charged with so many crimes...
Right. He might not have two more years left. Yeah.
Evil. Well, yeah, and you know, this is... You can liken him to the Nazi that's found in his 80s in Argentina somewhere. People do not want to be cheated of justice. So that is... There's going to be a lot of pressure on moving this forward, but it's just a huge and complicated case.
WBUR's David Boeri, thanks so much.
You're welcome.